I got all these blessings just to give it to others anyway. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. My hand's always open. For real.
Hey, 33 years I gave that to the game. 33 mil, I say that for the rain. 500 weeks, I fill the charts with my pain.
Hey, what's going on, beautiful people? It is Jacob with another episode of the JDT Podcast. I know it's been a lot of things going on in life, in the world, and we are here to just get better, build, and promote ourselves so we can make it to the next level. A big part of making it to the next level is having the mental mindset and the mental strength and courage to know that regardless of whatever it is that you're putting yourself through, trying to get to, or aiming for, you won't be denied. Over the past month or two, and I've had someone that's told me this numerous times, that there are more sheep in the world than there are wolves. So what I mean by that example is that you have more people who are willing to follow instead of, and less of those who are willing to set their own trail, a trailblazer, so to say, or someone who has their confidence, strength, and knowledge to back it up in whatever that they're doing. And it honestly intimidates those sheep when they see it. So what do the sheep do in that moment? They gang up together and try to find ways to manipulate and destroy the wolf. Now, I use that example to say that regardless of what you're going through, you know your strength. You know that when you're pushed to the brinks that you can make it. You know that regardless of whatever force comes against you, you won't be stopped. Nike says, just do it. Some of the Navy SEALs, they have a quote, I'm finished when I die, or when I'm dead, to be correct for that sentence. But the main thing is this. Now, if you just do it, there are going to be those who don't want to see you pursue it, or due to the fact that you have the opportunity and you take every moment of the time that you are granted in life to just do it and go out and push and push and grind, and they see that you're working, and it intimidates so many people that they feel the need to have to gang together to try to bring you down, because they know that if it was just the sheep versus the wolf, they're gonna lose if it's a one-on-one battle. I see this a lot growing up. I saw it a lot. And I didn't quite understand what it was. So a lot of people would say, okay, yeah, we're going to go jump this person or whatever. And they would try to fight, you know, where they would go and say a group of three or more, or even two on one. And due to the fact of whether the person's stature, their size, or that they know that this person can fight and they're too weak to go ahead and try to get better at fighting themselves, they'd rather say, all right, well, you don't like this person, come with me. You don't like this person, come with me. And to another person, oh, you don't like this person either, come with me. We can go fix this right now. So yes, that's how the jumping begins. But let's just say when they try to jump you, they still lose. Because at the end of the day, that's not a win for anybody. Okay, so what? I came out with a couple of cuts and bruises. Try again. But if you try them on the one-on-one standpoint, nah, I don't want to do all of that, man. Why are you trying to do all of that? Oh, but it was so many people around. You know, they don't want the self-humiliation. one of the big things, now, yes, I use the jumping theory to kind of break it down and express how sheep or the weaker minded individuals who don't have the confidence, they lack confidence, they don't have the knowledge, and they may look at you as superior than themselves. So them having the weak mind, the weak spirit, and the weak confidence, they decide to get together to bring you down. In moments like this, you always have one of the sheep who they have different roles as to how they will attack you. Some may try to befriend you, which they'll act as if they're your friend. They'll come around, make it seem like they care about you when you may be feeling down, and put you in a position to where you feel like you can trust this person. The next person will be the one who comes to you trying to feed you false information just to see how you will react. The third person has their role, and so on and so forth. So the person that tries to become your friend to gain trust in you, although at the end of the day, in their mind, they know that they are here to, as the first line of the plan, we'll say, the plan to destroy you, the plan to make you believe or feel that feeling or that energy of being incompetent, as they feel, to feel as if you're low in life or as if you may not have anything going for yourself because you don't see your full potential yet, but they do. To understand that just from you being in the room or in their space intimidates the hell out of them. That's power. Now, do you utilize your power to scoop down to their levels? Or do you use it to rise above them? Because regardless of how they try to attack, remember, you have the confidence that they want. You have the knowledge in which they want. You have everything that sheep wants, or that flock will say, because that's what's going to come at you in an attempt to attack you and bring you down, so that way they can knock a wolf down into another sheep. You have everything that they want due to the fact that you know where you were in the past and you know where you're trying to go for your future. Now, some people may sit back and say, well, not everybody's against you. You know, some people are truly for you. But at the end of the day, if this person is not sitting there investing in you or trying to help build you up or trying to continue on with you, working with you, then why are you around? I don't want friends. I want partners. All of that friend stuff, it was cool growing up, having a few friends here and there or whatever. But where are they at now? Not saying that the people that I had in my life that I surrounded myself with, hell, even a year ago, that I have any hatred towards them or anything. But I had to move on, because out of everybody that was around me, they weren't. It wasn't like we were doing anything to help promote myself, build myself, or them as well. I'm not trying to be stagnant. I don't want to be in this space that I am in tomorrow that I'm in today. So, yes, you may wake up in the same bed, different mindset, though. You may wake up and go to the same gym, different lift. Let's promote, push, let's go. Like, I don't have time to be sitting here in the same place in 2022 that I'm in on this date in 2021. Why should you settle for that? You have to surround yourself with what you want. The people that I surround myself with now, a few officers from the military on the civilian side, they have their own offices, practices, and have been helping myself to promote. It's okay that I don't have the same accolades as they do. That's great, because all that's going to do is I now have a contact, a business partner that can help me get to that level as well. So they're teaching me these things to help me to progress. The people that I was surrounding myself with last year were helping me regress or decline or fall or tumble. And then when I looked around, nobody was there. So why was I wasting my talents trying to build other people up? Why was I the top dog in my chain, I'll say? Because at the end of the day, that's all cool to say, oh yeah, I'm the best out of the best out of all my dogs I hang with. Okay, so be it. But guess what? Eventually you're going to get stagnant. You're not going to be able to carry on. Other people are surpassing you in the areas in which you think that you're number one. So what happens once those people that's in your chain, or your dogs, your friends, your partners, what happens when they surpass you? You think they're going to want to kick it with you anymore? You think they're going to want to partake in anything that you're doing if it's less than what they're doing? No, not at all. The thing that people have issues with now is that they don't understand how they could get lifted to the next level just by working with the person instead of hating on them, instead of trying to gang up and pull them down. They're only hurting themselves. They're blocking their blessings. They're preventing themselves from even promoting in whichever stage of life that they're trying to get to. So even in the times when you may feel that the ones who are taking the shortcuts are still succeeding, they'll have to respond for their answers. They'll have to answer to everything that they did wrong, and you won't even see it. 9 times out of 10, the ones when you know that you're staying 100% true to yourself and putting in that work each and every day and not allowing any distractions to knock you off of your course, when those people come to you and try to push you, you don't even feel it. It doesn't even touch you. You won't even know that you had been touched because you didn't feel it, because you're too focused on going forward. So why does a sheep matter? So sheep, they are around. They're animals. They make coats. You know, you can get a wool jacket from a sheep. And one of the things that I come to think about when I said that was that back in the days when one would go out and hunt and he would kill a bear, a wolf, whatever animal, they would kill it, gut it, clean it, and put the fur on as a jacket or a cover in the cold times to show off their accomplishment. Don't give that time and energy to a sheep when there is a bear approaching. Because if you're so focused on that sheep, that bear can come and attack you from behind. You have to, when you know that there's going to be numerous opponents during your challenge, during your time towards success, you have to be prepared and have all eyes all around you at all times. Your focus has to be directly on your prize or your goal or your accomplishment and what you're trying to obtain. You don't have time to kick it here with friends. And I'm not saying that you have to 100% just confine yourself. Now, yes, that can help. But I know for myself, I need de-stressors. I need to relax in moments and times. So yes, I will take a break from schoolwork. Yes, I do take a break from my podcast. Yes, I will take a day off out of a seven-day week of exercise. But due to the fact that I took that day off prior, the next day I'm going to come back and do double of what I missed out on the day before. So you have to compensate and fill in the areas in which you may need work on. But while doing that, always keep your focus open and up. Stay in an alert state. I think about numerous times when I've been told that I'm going to go here, I'm going to go there, I'm going to get pushed to this area. And at the time, although that's not where I wanted to go. It's not where I wanted to be. I felt that I knew I was capable of doing this job better than the person that's there. And due to the fact of my knowledge, my experience in certain positions, a lot of other people knew it too. People were backing me on this, and I never even knew that these people knew this about me, you know? So it was times when I helped them to get to where they were. And they noticed that. They said that they enjoyed working with me, enjoyed watching me work and helping others as well. So instead of them going with the sheep, trying to bring me down, they helped lift me up and hoisted me over the sheep. They helped promote me past what the sheep were trying to do or prevent. So I'm using that story as an example for your story. You may feel like you're in an area or a space where you have no one. You don't know who to trust. You're struggling, or you may feel like you're in a struggle. But in all means, you're doing fine. The only reason why you feel that you're in a struggle is because maybe you set a timeline for yourself and you didn't hit that timeline. But you also have to know and understand that the timing of how these actions work will definitely shift due to your timeline, because your timeline is different from the actual course that you are supposed to be following. When it all boils down, why let that person, that group of people, the ones who you can definitely tell that are against your success, why pay them any attention? Why let them stop you? A wise man once said nothing at all was a statement that a lot of people use for Instagram posts, Twitter's posts, all of that to make themselves sound good. But majority of the people who post it are the ones that say everything. When they're being attacked, when they're being pushed, when they're being challenged by these sheep. So they waste time and energy and get all worked up for wasting. They just get all worked up on a conversation to waste energy to someone who honestly has no effect in their lives, because they're a sheep. Intimidation is something that a lot of people may try to give, but confidence is something that lasts forever. When I think about that statement, it's not saying that you should be arrogant, cocky, walk around with your nose up, snooty, any of that. It's stating that you should know that regardless of whatever comes into your way, you're going to make it through. The definition of confidence is the feeling or belief that one can have faith in or rely on someone or something. A sentence we could, and how you could use that is, we had confidence in the staff. Or we have confidence in this person. When you wake up, brushing your teeth, whatever your morning routine may be, do you wake up with your confidence, or is it something that you have to tell yourself? I look at even people who put on clothes. That's a way of expressing your confidence. You have some people who put stuff on even when they go shopping. A lot of people love to go shopping with friends, you know, so that way they have their friends there with them for that answer. Hey, does this look good on me? How does this look? Hey, bro, yeah, that shirt's fine, man. You know, that's dope. I like it. I'll rock it if you don't get it. But if you have that confidence in yourself, you can go put on anything, honestly. And you're going to know, due to your confidence, that you're wearing it. You put that on. Now, I'm not saying you go out in a clown costume or, you know, something crazy. And due to your confidence levels, you saying, oh, yeah, well, I'm confident in myself. I know I look good and you're out here, you know, looking crazy. But I'm just simply stating as an example that you won't need the extra backup if you know who you are and you know what you are. There are numerous times when your spirit is attempted to be brought down, or your mentality is attempted to be brought down. I remember one time, maybe about a year or two ago, I was doing a speech for a church program, and it was literally on how to keep going and motivation. Why not stop, regardless of who tells you what and the position in which you started? Well, after I finished my speech, you know, I was greeted with an applause from the audience, and they opened the floor for questions. And I also used a couple of examples from myself, from my own life. But I also ensured, as I do every time that I speak at a public gathering, that I try to connect with the crowd or the audience, the group, and whoever that I may be speaking with. Well, this gentleman sat there, and I could tell the entire time, because as I would speak, I would glance through the crowd, through the audience, and look, trying to make eye contact with everyone in the room, so that way they could physically feel the words that I was stating. And every time that I looked at the one person, because he was almost directly in the center of the room, so every time as I transitioned over, I kept having to pass him. And he kind of had a sour look on his face. You know, the face you make when you drink spoiled milk. And finally, you know, I honestly don't think he wanted to ask the question in front of everyone or make his statement, I'll say, because it wasn't a question. But it was eating him up so bad that he just decided to release it. So the statement that he said was, you kept referring to yourself during your speech. Sounds like you're cocky to me. And I don't even know why you're here. So I said, okay, yes, sir. Well, and you know, I apologized for him. But after thinking back on that, I should have just said thank you, number one. But number two, I had to realize that due to the fact that he believed that me using my own story to try to lay an example out for the audience, which had a lot of youth in it, a lot of adults in it, and a lot of middle-aged people as well, that he himself, who was a gray-haired older man, made that statement, I realized that he's someone who lacks the confidence. And due to that, him hearing about how I pushed myself made him even less confident in himself because of the fact that he didn't believe in himself in certain situations. Now, I may be wrong, but that's how I read into that. And even after his statement, and I replied to him saying, well, sir, I do apologize that you feel that I am trying to be arrogant or boast, but I was using these examples from my life to be able to try to make a situation that someone else may be going through and give them an example to connect that story with them. So that way my words, which may be coming to them in a different way from how they hit you, could tie into their lives as well and hopefully have a positive effect. So again, I do apologize to you for you feeling that way, but that was not the case at all. Now, had it been me a few years earlier, he would have gotten a completely different response, which would have had me feeling as if he was trying to attack me and come after me. So that response, which would have not been appropriate for the setting in which we were in at the time, more than likely would have come out and I would have had to catch myself and then apologize for a rude outburst of words backed by emotions. But due to me seeing what he was in that time, which was a sheep who was looking for another sheep, due to the fact that my words, he felt attacked for being that one person who was actually against, maybe against what I was saying. Who knows how he actually felt aside from that odd statement. But I feel that he was a sheep looking for another sheep in an attempt to try to come at me, to bring me down to their level, which would have been that rude outburst that I did not give. And when no one else joined in with him, he had no other choice but to sit back and fold. He was a confident sheep with his attack strategy, but his plan just didn't work. Because the room was filled with energy and strength and growth at that same time. For not just the people in the room, but myself as the speaker. So when the sheep arrive, when that flock or that group try to come and jump you or attack you or bring you down, walk through them and don't even acknowledge them. My mother used to say, treat that person as if they're invisible. They're glass. You seeing right through them. Walk on by. Always stand tall. Even on your worst day, make it look as if it's your best. Keep moving. Be strong. Be the person that you are. Lift yourself. And know that just because there are opponents who want to bring you down, they are not even on the levels to touch you. You are here for success. You are here for growth. You are here to show your knowledge and learn even more. Continue to work on the confidence that you may lack. Continue to not be a sheep. Continue to go for your goals and gain success. You won't reach perfection, but you will reach success. Stay on your road, keep going hard, and never form into a sheep. Peace.